Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. On today's show, I have the pleasure of speaking with Eileen Dillon. Known as the Emotional Pro, Eileen has worked as a psychotherapist, author, internet radio host, coach, continuing education provider, and professional speaker. Her mission is to exponentially increase the love in individuals, families, communities, and the world, which has led her to learn all about emotions. Today, Eileen will be talking about emotions, including why we have them, what they're trying to tell us about areas where we need to learn and grow, and why it's important to become a master of them. So before I play our chat, I want to apologize up front for the sound quality. Technology is not perfect, and every once in a while there's a glitch. But please stick through it, because in our conversation, Eileen takes the mystery out of emotions and provides a very simple and practical model that everyone can adapt and change their lives for the better. So without any further disclaimers, let me go ahead and begin. So hi, Eileen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm happy to be here.
Great. So as I mentioned in the intro, today we're going to talk about the power of emotions. And in preparing for our chat, I read a statement that you made which refers to emotions as a tool that have been given to us to help us navigate life. So can you just kind of expand on that a little bit and help listeners understand what you mean by that?
Yeah, sure. Delighted. Most of us have learned, Lynn, that emotions are mysterious, that they can take over, that we can't understand them, that we can't be in charge of them, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I think that's based on what we've been taught for many generations, and it comes from the notion that we don't know what the heck emotions have been given to us for.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been working with emotions my own, I'm a recovered angry person, my own and other people's emotions as a therapist over the last 40 plus years, what I have discovered is that emotions have been given to us as tools, and they're with us in order to help us navigate life, and they're with us 24/7, and they're saying, be careful here, come closer there, you need more energy to come in, you've got an incorrect idea, you're thinking that you can't have something somebody else can have. Those are the kinds of messages they're giving us all the time, and they're there so that we know what we need to do to make our lives run better.
Hmm. But a lot of people, especially the negative emotions, ignore the negative emotions and try to bury them, try to discount and ignore them. But what you're saying is even the negative emotions are important for us to pay attention to, because it's a guiding force in our life.
I actually don't even believe that we have negative emotions. I know we refer to them that way.
Uh-huh.
But what happens, Lynn, is when you hold emotions inside, emotions are energy. Energy is made to move. And when we hold emotions inside, that energy doesn't move. And what does it do when it's inside of you? It grows.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the emotions that we call negative emotions are the result of us holding that energy inside, and it's building up strength. Like, I could be frustrated with you, and if I hold on to that for a year, I will be perhaps enraged with you instead.
Mm-hmm.
And that, now it's a negative emotion, whereas frustrated is not such a negative emotion.
Okay, so thinking in terms then of what you said, emotions are just energy. Energy needs to move, but if somebody's holding on to, not allowing that energy to move and keeping it inside,
mm-hmm.
then it sounds like it festers, as you're saying, goes from just being a frustration to being enraged.
It grows in power. I mean, it works for love as well. When you hold love inside of you, it builds. So it doesn't matter what the emotion is. Because emotions, if you tear it apart, it's E-motion, energy in motion.
Oh.
That's what emotions are all about. And emotions really are the language of the universe. You know, from all the work that people have done with manifesting, for example, what do you have a thought of what you want, and you energize it with an emotion, with your desire for it, with connecting with the feeling of what you're going to feel like when you have what you want.
You just brought up manifesting, and I think a lot of people think in terms of thoughts creating that reality, but you're saying that it's actually the emotional energy that's the creative force.
Well, it's sort of like the magic ingredient. Greg Braden wrote a book called The Isaiah Effect, and he talks about an ancient method of prayer, which really is the process of manifestation. And he says if you have a thought and you pair it with an emotion and you hold it until you have the feeling of what you will have when you get what that thought is in your life, then you will have manifested. That's the ancient method of prayer. And it's a very simple way of knowing how to manifest. And emotions, I mean, love is the universe. Love runs the universe. That is both a state of being and an emotion.
And so love being the most powerful emotion that there is out there, she said, because that's what runs the universe.
Well, that's my understanding, although I would put anger as a fairly close second. Anger is our most active emotion. And that means, and when we're talking about holding it inside, when you hold anger inside of you, because it's our most active emotion, it builds even faster, and it tears you apart. It can block your success in the world. It tears down your self-esteem, and you hold on to it long enough, it can kill you.
Yeah, definitely. It can actually create those imbalances in the physical body, for sure. So you mentioned you're recovering anger person, I don't remember what term
angry
you,
person.
Angry person.
Yeah.
So if somebody is recognizing that their emotions, well, first of all, for somebody to be able to begin to work with their emotions, they need to pay attention to what's going on. That one of the first steps. Okay. So if somebody's looking and in that place and finally observing their life and seeing that they have a lot of anger or a lot of fear or a lot of frustration, how would they begin to do with that? How can they begin to get rid of that and replace it with something that's more empowering?
Okay, first of all, again, I don't agree that we can get rid of an emotion.
Okay.
Since it's energy, we can't get rid of any emotion. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is we can transform it. Anger, for example, gets transformed into enthusiasm. And so we can move it and we can transform it. So you've identified the first step. The first thing we need to do in working with our emotions is to make a study, help ourselves become aware of them. We need to know what it is that we do, what emotions are running us, because in reality, we have the capacity to be the master of our emotions, where most people have emotions in charge of them. And here's another interesting thing that happens, Lynn. The emotions are developed in human beings. Our most intense time of working with emotion is in the first 7 years of life. And if we don't become aware of what our patterns are, we essentially end up repeating the same emotional patterns over and over again from those first 7 years of life throughout our whole life.
That's very, that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. So what we really want to do is we want to become aware of them. And what I also tell people is, look, every single emotion brings you a different signal. For example, loneliness. A lot of people experience loneliness. Well, the signal of loneliness is that you have more energy going out than you have coming in. If you know that signal, then all you have to do is identify some ways to bring energy in, like take a walk in nature, do something that is a talent of yours, ask somebody for a hug, and you'll stop feeling lonely. And so every single emotion has a signal like that. And on my website, emotionalpro.com, I have a list of seven everyday emotions and their signals. So anybody, as you're listening, if you'd like to get that, just go to emotionalpro.com.
Yeah.
And so first of all, I need to know, what is it that this emotion is trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to decide whether I want to listen to it or not. And it usually involves some level of change on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anger, for example. When we get angry, it's as a result of an insult that's been done to our idea of how things are supposed to be running in life.
Mm-hmm.
If I go down the freeway, for example, and some driver cuts me off on the freeway and I get angry, it's because I think that driver should not be cutting me off on the freeway.
Right?
Yeah. Well, or if I think somebody should stop and do something for me and they don't, I'll get angry with them also because I think they should stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that most people driving on the freeway, let's say 40% of all drivers on the freeway are going to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm going to be angry 40% of the time for no reason. I'm angry about something that I think shouldn't happen when it's going to happen 40% of the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So what is the real signal of anger? The real signal of anger is I have an incorrect idea about how things are supposed to be in the world, and I need to shift that.
Hmm.
Once I shift it, I won't get angry about that anymore.
So it's the incorrect thought that, so we use traffic as an example. I know a lot of people can relate to that because it is very anger-inducing to be cut off and all that. And so the anger is the result, not so much at the other person, but really you're experiencing the anger because what's occurring is different than what you think is supposed to be happening.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, you really got that.
Okay.
When somebody else does something and I feel angry, our tendency is to say, you made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
You did not make me angry. I have a choice about how I respond to you. I could laugh. I could get fearful. I could hide. I could get angry. I'm the one who's in charge of it, and it's my button that got pushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that leads me to getting angry, and I can change the buttons.
Yeah, that's the great news. And the button, is what you're saying before, is something that most likely formed in the first 7 years of life when we were all just absorbing things anyway and not making any kind of necessarily conscious decisions about what we wanted to take in and how we wanted to respond to these situations. So anger is kind of a habit that's...
Well, yes, in some ways it is a habit. But, you know, so much of what we learn in the early years of our lives is not really accurate.
Mm.
It's accurate maybe to our experience, or it was accurate to our parents or caretakers, but it may not be accurate. Like in my family, when I was growing up, I was abused in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I grew up believing that it was important to be on the defensive about people because they were going to hurt you.
Mm.
Well, that's not necessarily so.
No.
And thankfully in my life, after 50 years of working with myself, I don't believe that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not happening because what we believe is what we create in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I learned to believe that based on what I was experiencing with a very small portion of the 8 billion people on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it became your truth just because it's what you experienced, but not necessarily universal truth.
So, yeah, but I'm still running my life on the basis of it and relating to other people and going through my everyday carrying the same things unless I change them.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just make one of the things that I've learned over the years is to see our Earth as a giant school.
Hmm.
Everybody here on the Earth has come in order to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we get our homework assignments in our childhoods. Whatever we're going to work on, we get our homework assignment in our childhood, and then we spend the rest of our lives working on it. Now, the interesting thing is when you don't get one of the lessons that's there for you to learn, and they come up in your life. You don't have to go looking for them. They come up for you to learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't figure it out and learn the lesson, you just go over it and over it and over it again. It comes in different forms, but you're going over the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, the second you learn the lesson, you're finished. You're free to go on to something else. And that's one of the joyful things about emotions. They keep prodding you like, get this, get this, get this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's an interesting way of looking. I like that it's the Earth School and that our homework assignment is given to us in childhood. And then as we grow and mature, there's opportunities to learn those lessons there's opportunities to learn the lessons, and then it's each individual's choice to learn it or not learn it in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And most people don't realize that we're in a school.
Yeah.
So we just say, oh, I have problems. I have bad luck. This is fate. This is my karma.
Right.
All this kind of stuff. But actually, there are things we need to learn. And I'm not going to say who exactly causes us to learn it. When I encountered this, I was in therapy, and I was told this is something deep inside of me that wants me to learn something. So that's what happened. I came out of my family very, very angry, and deep inside of me, myself wanted me to learn to master anger and not keep being run by it.
So that's a lot of personal responsibility for you. I mean, for anybody. To be able to.
We have it anyway.
Yeah, I know. But I think you were just alluding to it. I think it's very easy for people to, again, you know, what we said before, you made me angry, or to be that victim, or, you know, you could say I was abused as a child, so how can I possibly be a successful adult because of look at what happened to me.
I tried that for many years. It sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't work, does it? You know, but I think it's, so it's kind of everybody needing to be brave in their own individual life and take responsibility for learning what they're needing to learn and to heal what is needing to be healed.
Let me challenge brave there again.
Okay.
Once you understand that this is the way things are set up, mm-hmm. and the universe offers you a lesson, and it's not going to leave you alone till you get it,
right.
then it isn't about bravery. It's about having common sense. Like, I'm going to keep getting hit over the head by this until I get this, so I might as well turn around and get it. It is taking responsibility, but guess what? Responsibility is one of the building blocks of self-esteem, so as I do that, I actually feel better about myself.
Yeah, I'm glad you challenged that word, because that really made me think about it, too, that I was thinking, when you're saying getting hit over the head, and I was thinking in terms of, let's say, you know, I'm standing in front of a ball and it keeps hitting me over the head. It would not be brave for me to step out of the way of that ball. It would actually be smart for me to step out of the way. So, yeah, you're right.
Right.
It's not once you understand, it's bravery. It's just a matter of being willing to, not even being willing, just to see what's going on out there and see the lesson and move on from it.
Right, right. You know, I gave a lecture at San Quentin Penitentiary prison,
mm-hmm.
and talked with the inmates about this, about how they didn't learn their lesson and they didn't learn their lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And each time you don't learn your lesson, the consequence gets harsher,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So I told them, look, you have, because you're here in this prison, you are experiencing the harshest consequence we know how to give somebody. You've lost your independence, your freedom.
Yeah.
You know? And the question is, do you want to do that? These were people who were about to be released. Do you want to keep doing that when you get outside, till you come back, or would you like to get free?
Yeah. I imagine most of them would like to get free. I'm sure that's that.
Well, they said so at the time. I don't know what happened afterwards.
Right. Right. This has been a really interesting conversation. I'm hoping that listeners are getting a good foundation of here what we're talking about as far as emotions, and that they're the wonderful signals and the teachers for what we need to learn and to embrace them and move the energy through themselves with it.
Right.
And I know you do a lot of work. I mean, you just mentioned you talked to San Quentin, and you do some work with an organization called Creating Champions for Life, CCFL Global Academy, and I know you're the emotional pro there. So talk a little bit about that organization, what you do with them, and maybe educate some listeners on how they could get involved and start to get to know their emotions.
Great. I would love to do that. Well, I'm very excited about the CCFL Global Academy. And once again, if people will go to my emotionalpro.com website, there's a seal there for the Academy. You click on that and it'll take you right there. Because what has happened is 31 experts, various issues that people encounter when, especially when they're running a family, when they're parenting a family, are there working together. We have people who are experts on teenagers. We have parenting experts. We have an expert on abuse. We have an expert on gentle parenting, an expert on parents taking care of themselves. And I'm the expert on codependence, ending codependence, and emotional literacy, emotional mastery. And the wonderful thing, this is a membership site, and for less than a dollar a day, people can have access to all these people, including workshops. I do one workshop a month, for example, and eventually, soon I'll be setting up a time when we can also interact and, and have direct group coaching. And so I'm very excited about it. I just completed the preparation, for example, of a course I'm going to record on Wednesday about love, the seven characteristics, the seven skills of love that we can learn and put into practice in our lives.
Oh, that sounds great. And so it's what I was gathering, it's a lot of, for parents, this website is, or this organization is really helping parents to form good functioning members of society, or would somebody...
Exactly. Well, and you don't have to only be a parent. We find that some of the information also helps people to reparent themselves. So, but it's a site where you can get the answer to your questions that we run into all of the time, and we have discussion forums. We're doing a hangout this week on measles vaccination, for example. I'll be participating in that later tomorrow. And we did one when Robin Williams committed suicide. We did one on suicide. And so there's a lot of information that we're offering people, like how do you deal with your child in these situations? How do you deal with yourself? And I'm so very excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds great. It just sounds like there's so much information. I did pop on the website and kind of poke around a little bit. And, yeah, for $30, I mean, that's it's very, very reasonable. And I think it when I always hear things that are sort of at that more reasonable price point, it lets me know that the work that you're doing is really from the heart and from the passion, you and everybody involved in this. It isn't necessarily about making $1 million. It's about getting the information out there.
Exactly. We all seem to be dedicated to that. And Bonnie and Tom Liotta had this idea, and they've pulled us together, and they're just marvelous to work with. They have a very unique way of parenting children. Bonnie openly tells you that she was doing very well in her life and spoiled her children rotten. And they ended up with oppositional defiant disorder and ADHD. And then she met Tom, and he has been for many years an instructor of karate. And he had a system for working with kids, since he was working with other people's kids, where he focuses on always saying yes to children, finding a way to say yes. Bonnie and all four of her kids are no longer ADHD or oppositional defiant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Really cool.
It's very cool. And I like that saying yes. And obviously, it's not from the yes of give the kid everything they want.
Obviously not, yes.
Yeah, but it's still, it's a very positive way of parenting. That's, I thought, I'm just sort of absorbing all that bit of information. And it sounds like a great organization. I'm sure you're very excited to be involved with them. And do you do coaching outside on your own also?
Yes. I still have a psychotherapy practice. I've been a psychotherapist in California for 42 years. And I also do coaching around the world over Skype. And one of the hallmarks, because I work in the way that I've been talking about today, where we're getting down to the simplicity, the essence of what it is that's going on with people, the hallmark of my work is that we move very fast. We get right to the heart of the matter. And again, people can contact me through my website if they'd like to do that, or write me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at emotionalpro.com.
Great. Okay, good. I'm glad we've got all that out there, how people can contact you. So, and I liked what you're saying, get, you know, right to the heart of the matter. I think that would appeal to a lot of people that maybe have been self-imposed suffering for a long time and are really just ready to, you know, learn what those emotions are saying to them and identify what's going on. So, that's great. So we're very close to being out of time as things go very quickly. I know. I don't know if there's anything that you want to add that you feel you haven't mentioned, I think.
Well, the one thing that I have been focusing on is I went to the Picasso Museum one time, and I looked at Picasso's work from the time he was a teenager until his death. And when he was a teenager, his drawings looked like he'd taken a photograph, and by the time he died, a horse was one line and a woman was one line. And it struck me that when people master things in life, their talents, they move towards simplicity. And that's what I do have done with my work. I'll tell you very simply, this is how it works. It's too complicated the way most people are looking at emotions. And if you understand the simple system and work with it, it straightens your life out. It straightened mine out, and I've helped thousands of people over 42 years straighten their lives out with a very simple. It's easier than you think.
Yeah, that's a good message.
Works for me.
I like that, and I think it's true. There is a tendency to maybe not to definitely make this more complicated than it is, and I was doing it in our chat here, and assigning words of negative and things that I've learned and have heard. But yeah, you just broke all that down. You're like, there's no positive, there's no negative. It just is. It's just energy. You're holding it. You're letting it go. It was very concise. I really, it makes me feel very hopeful and certainly very excited and alive that people can continue to get a grasp on their emotions and, again, and learn what they're needing to learn from it. Because it's, yeah, I love what you're doing. I love what
time.
You're saying.
Thank you. It's time for all of us. Things. I'm sure everybody listening knows that things are going faster and faster and faster and there are changes going on. And it's time for us to get this stuff. And I'm one of the people in the world who will help you get it. Get in there, get it, and move on.
Love it. And I agree. It is time. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, Eileen, thank you so much for your time today. Like I said, it went pretty quickly, but yeah, definitely. I know you're a busy woman. You got a lot going on, but yeah. So again, thank you, and listeners, just thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.